I've been looking forward to this topic on outdoor lighting. It's something that I've never installed or done personally, but man, when you see a good outdoor lighting, that is hard to beat. And as much time as we can spend outside in this beautiful Arizona climate, man, that is a investment that pays for itself in quality of life, if nothing else.
I am a big believer in outdoor lighting. I think properly done in a properly manicured, sculpted, tree-trimmed landscape, it's artwork. It's pure artwork. And we've brought in a specialist on outdoor lighting, as well as a specialist on many products from Ewing Irrigation. We've got Mr. Roger Ramsey. And again, thank you for, we always like to thank our guests for taking time out of their family time. I know this is usually when you're hanging out. And did I hear something? You're a new dad?
I'm not a new dad yet. I'm getting ready to be.
Oh.
About another week to go.
Another week to go. All right. Well, our prayers are with you and your wife and the rest of the family at home. But let's talk about outdoor lighting a little bit, because it's sure going through a revolution. You know, we had a lighting expert in last week, and we pretty well spent the whole 2 hours making fun of Rosie. So why don't we start there again this week?
Sounds good to me.
I'm in my house. I don't know, babe. What is it? 27, 28 years? Something like that. Almost 30 years.
25.
Okay. All right. So 25 years, moved in, and it had, we're on old horse property in Scottsdale, an acre, house built in the 60s. A lot of the landscaping was the line voltage, 120 volt conduit, and then the little black top hat fixture, all lined up in a row like a runway lighting.
Exactly.
So we've got pieces of that left. Over the years, I've done a couple other systems. So we were kind of inventorying how many different light bulbs I need for the outside of my house.
Now, that's a start right there.
Roger, it's gross.
Then you have to look at the different wattages available in each one of those light types.
I know. I just had to replace some bulbs in my halogen fixtures, and breaking into some of those like breaking into a vault.
Exactly.
I had to go buy a tap and die set. I had to go buy two easy outs because the screws were rusted in there. But I got the light. I went through and I replaced all the lights in the little top hat lights. Well, they were all 10 watt.
Yeah.
And what had been in there was 30 watt. Well, now it's really a lot darker than I want. So I have to go back and do it all again.
Yeah. And then you have the voltage drop issue, you know, when you're dealing with some of this product.
Yeah.
So
LEDs are taking over. I think I told you at my house, one of the lighting systems I had, I love the lights that come from the top of the trees down. What do they call that? Moonbeamers?
Yeah, it's moonlighting.
Moonlighting, yeah. I love that look. I mean, you walk up to the house, and as you're walking, the shadows of the limbs and the branches and the leaves are all down on the walking surface, and it's just like the coolest look in the world. I fought that look for 6 years and finally just ripped them all out.
So you gave up.
I did.
You
yes,
gave up
I
the
did.
Aesthetic beauty of having those shadow patterns dancing around on the hardscape down below, because you were frustrated with the lamp change issue.
It was the lamp change issue. It was the tree got taller. I had to go buy taller ladders. It kept going up and getting above my reach. But just the stinking maintenance of them. I mean, the monsoon breeze would blow through and eight lights would go out.
Well, that is the number one selling factor of LED these days in exterior lighting, is the reducing or eliminating the frustration factor of changing out lamps. You still have some maintenance issues, but you don't have to deal with the lamp change issue.
Okay.
You're talking years instead of hours as far as lamp life is concerned.
We're talking these LED outdoor bulbs that I've seen ratings of 15,000 to 20,000 hours. I mean, you take 20,000 hours, figure it's going to be on 6 or 7 hours a night. That's 19 years.
Well, it's 15,000 to 20,000 hours on a lot of the up to 25,000 hours on a lot of the drop-in retrofit product. But the product that's built around the heat management needs of the LED and protects the fixtures from moisture, that integral product, that's standard now, 40,000 to 50,000 hours.
Incredible.
So
y'all are going to go out of business.
Not really.
If everybody goes to that system and they don't have to touch it or replace it or maintain it for 50 years.
You still have to maintain the landscape in and around that fixture. You still have people running lights over on a regular basis.
Yes, you do.
If everyone in the state of Arizona did that, it would take a little while for 4.5 million people to to get that installed.
No, it does. It takes a while.
Yeah.
Like owning anything else, it's a maintenance thing. You wouldn't park your vehicle in a flat flower bed and not expect to touch it for 15 years.
It's so. Like my mama's rice cooking pot. That thing must be 100 years old, and it still makes the best pot of rice on the planet. And, you know, it just you just can't buy things anymore that are you, that can give you that kind of life expectancy. I love it. I buy it just for that, just to reward the manufacturer.
Yes.
With the guts to do it, I would buy it.
Well, you have to keep in mind, too, that the LED technology is fairly new, especially to the outdoor lighting. So you want to definitely make sure you're using product that is supported locally and purchase it locally and make sure that the manufacturer and the distributor is standing behind the product you're buying, just in case there are problems.
I thought it was incredible. An illustration you gave a little bit earlier that I want to talk about when we get back from this bottom of the hour break is think about an LED light as having the same amount of electronics as your cell phone.
Huh?
Yeah, that's what I. That's huh? That's kind of how I approach it.
Huh?
It's electronic.
So would you?
I'm going to think about that this whole next
would
break.
Would you put your cell phone in that location to work?
Well,
kind of has you thinking strategically about the placement of your lights and your light fixtures and all of that. We've got Irene calling from Sun Lakes, wants to talk about outdoor lighting, and Bill as well wants to talk about a rebarless swimming pool. As well as for you, there's an open line if you'd like to jump
that's
in.
That's called a mud hole.
That's called a swimming hole. That's right.
Make sure you get your article, the article, Rosie's article, out of your home section of the Arizona Republic, talking outdoor landscape lighting. Got time at the bottom of the hour to run out. Kirk, grab your paper, get it open, follow along when we get back.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.